all-new Ellen.
You must find it even hard to keep up with the Kardashians now. I wake up and I need a vodka.
Kris Jenner on Kanye.
Two questions. What's going on? And is he okay?
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
Then stick around for News 4 at 4 p.m. Pat Lawson Muse and Leon Harris will catch you up on everything you missed during the day. And Doug Kammerer helps you plan with our exclusive 10-day forecast.
Join us for News 4.
First at 4.
We'll be on and working for you.
Hey, guys. Sklar Brothers with Daniel Van Kirk.
Right here.
We have a great episode of Dumb People Town this week with a woman who is a tremendous actor, but we feel like should be a police detective. Yes, we're going to find out why little Esther from your favorite podcast, Glowing Up, and from the show Alone Together on Freeform and now on Hulu, she joins us and we get deep into some really dumb behavior, do we not?
You know, we do.
I mean, we're breaking walls. We're saving food. We're
running from aliens. If you want to find out what Esther's been keeping under her bed in her house, what item of food of her parents' house since 2007.
Okay,
11 years of keeping food under her bed. You have to check out this episode and find out what it is.
Hey guys, it's Caroline from Glowing Up. And we're sponsored today by 9 Days and Nine Nights. It's a novel from New York Times bestselling author Katie Cotugno. Now, Molly Barlow isn't that girl anymore. She's now a business major at a college in Boston, and she's distanced herself from the people she hurt and the family she tore apart. But during a romantic European vacation with her new boyfriend, the worst possible thing happens. She runs into her ex and his new girlfriend. Now, Molly has to spend 9 days and nine nights with the boy she once loved, the boy whose heart she shredded, all while keeping this a secret from her new boyfriend. Katie Cotugno is, of course, the New York Times bestselling author of Top 10 Fireworks 99 Days and How to Love. Now, you can purchase 9 days and nine nights wherever books are sold. Oh, it sounds juicy. Check it out.
It's a good show.
Let's get ready to.
Hey, Glowies.
Oh, ooh, what up, Glowies?
I'm like shaking. I'm so excited.
But you are like trembling like a leaf over there.
Today's guest is literally the person who a podcast like this is built for. Oh. I met her in Palm Springs. Ooh. The day I met her, she was like telling the person behind the counter what to put in her smoothie. She was handing, she brought her own powders to Palm Springs.
Oh my God.
It instantly was like, oh, this is the wealth of knowledge I've been looking for since this is why I moved to LA to meet this person. Oh. I'm not fucking joking. Yes, we did meet in Palm Springs, which is so just... Oh, it's so romantic. She's the founder of LNA, which is my favorite clothing line. They make the best basics, and she's just the ultimate, like, LA queen.
Yes.
Please welcome Lauren Alexander.
Oh, my gosh. Lauren. That introduction.
Lauren! Oh, my God. I did not know that Palm Springs story. What the fuck has powders?
Oh, this was the day of,
this
like...
This was, like, Green Goddess... era.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We were in deep... I was deep into this Green Goddess smoothie from Erewhon and somehow managed to steal the recipe. So then I would bring my greens powders with me when I traveled like a psychopath. And looking back, it was insane to do this.
There were so many powders.
At the time, it seemed appropriate.
I feel like maca was in there, tocotrienols. Like, I went to Erewhon and spent so much money on these powders.
$100 worth of just powders.
Just powders.
Just powders.
Smoothies.
Yeah.
So you are off the powder game now.
I have zero powders in my diet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I want to start this by asking you the question that I would ask you if I was just seeing you.
Right.
What is your current morning routine, like coffee, smoothie, this like is, almond milk?
Okay, this is going to blow your mind.
Oh, no.
She's like, I crack I'm open almost... a Mountain Dew, a 64-ounce Mountain Dew.
I'm scared to shatter this opinion you have of me now.
I'm going to have to leave the room. I don't think I can hear this.
I can't.
So I just want some, I want to give you some backstory on my new health regime.
Okay.
So I started seeing someone named Dr. Kim.
I'm already so into
a Chinese herbal doctor?
He's Korean.
Okay,
he practices constitutional medicine. And this part is really going to blow your mind. There's 8 constitutions. And what he does is he takes your pulse.
Did I tell you she's the perfect guest? Crying. Like, it's crazy.
I haven't even heard of this.
I know.
I'm so happy. I forget Ayurvedic medicine. I'm a constitutional.
But this, so Ayurveda, you have doshas. Yes. Constitutional medicine, you have constitutions. There's 8.
Absolutely.
So he takes your pulse and he tells you what your constitution is. And then he gives you a list of foods to eat and don't eat. And you know me as eating kale salads and powders and Green Goddess my whole life.
Yeah.
He literally told me, don't eat salads, don't eat vegetables. They aren't good for you.
You know what, though? That is crazy.
Yeah. Why?
For my constitution, he wants me to eat rice and meat and potatoes.
Why?
I mean, that's kind of what Ayurveda ate. I mean, it's similar
like
in that.
Cooked vegetables, like I can have cooked carrots, potatoes, roots, beets, but no lettuce. No cucumber, no avocado.
But why? Just because of your pulse?
Yeah. I know this sounds...
What your body likes and what it doesn't like. I mean, Ayurveda is like when you are feeling the symptoms of too much pitta or something. It's like your body gets out of whack when you're like eating the foods that aren't good for you or something
but
like that.
I just thought every time everyone ate a kale salad, you got a stomach ache because that's normal when you eat salads.
Right.
I haven't had a stomach ache in a year.
But you know...
Because of this person... Like, I completely changed what I eat. And not that I had anxieties around food, but, like, I was very, you know, Kimberly Snyder.
Yeah.
You know, I look to her. And
same.
We both do. Mm-hmm. So for had to go to someone else and give me this completely new way of eating was crazy to me. But I was like, I'm going to, you know me, I experiment all the time with health stuff. So I did it. And I've sent, like, 8 or 10 people to him now that all go to him. We have this whole Dr. Kim crew, and we all have different constitutions, so if we go to dinner, it's insane. Like, my sister and I can only have white rice together because she's a completely different constitution. She can only eat green vegetables and fish.
And we're twins. Jesus Christ.
What is the difference?
I don't know. It's like the only thing I can think to compare it to is Ayurveda, where it's like
pitas
have too much heat in their body, and you like it manifests itself as like acne or like joint pains. I'm literally making this up, but they're like very real physical manifestations of like your essence like getting too hot or something like that. And
how do I know what mine is?
Oh, I can't have eggs.
You're going to Dr. Kim, girl.
So I can have citrus. So no cold either. So no smoothies. He told me don't have any smoothies.
Oh my gosh.
I was like the smoothie queen. And now I literally have like orange juice and a latte in the morning.
Wow.
And like a grilled chicken sandwich for lunch.
Where are you getting this orange juice though? Is it like it's a good one, right?
Of course. I have a juicer.
Oh, there we go.
I want my orange juice to be like an Orange Julius, like pulpy and frothy.
Me too.
Like that's all I want in orange juice. So I can't do cold pressed because it's just like
it's too.
I feel like I'm being cheated.
Yeah.
Like where's my orange?
Yes.
I don't like that.
Or do you make it yourself?
Yeah. Or I will go somewhere and be a psycho and tell them that I want with pulp.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, there's something so freeing, I think, about being told your dietary restrictions.
I had this exact conversation. If you have any hangups about food or anxiety and someone tells you, like, just eat this and you're going to be good, and you don't have to think about it.
It's
like,
nice.
I already know what I'm going to eat.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Like, Esther, can you think off the top of your head what foods you naturally go to that make you feel good, like, when you eat them?
She's going to be like French fries.
Well, I know for me, it is like raw vegetables. Raw vegetables and salads and stuff.
No.
They calm me and I would imagine if I went to this doctor, I would hope that he would say the same thing. But it's like when I read The Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda, it was like my pitta, my dosha, it was like vegetables, raw vegetables. Like it totally checked out for me.
Go as an experiment.
You should go.
I feel like pastas. Yeah, I would. I guess I have to go. Like, I'm so curious. Wow.
I feel like you're a good candidate to go.
Really?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I really do.
Agreed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were eating vegan when I saw you at Rumi's wedding.
I know. You know, I've been vegan so many times.
Yeah.
I kind of vacillate between. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from being very vegan to seeing Dr. Kim, and I was just about to leave for Italy, actually, for vacation, and I went to him a week before, and I went to Italy, And he was like, okay, I'm just going to eat like Dr. Kim. And I had pasta and pizza and wine and cheese. And
that's so tight.
Yeah. It was amazing. So I literally went from vegan to overindulging in Italy, and it was the best.
Wow.
And I came back and saw him, and yeah, it's great. You check in with him every once in a while.
Do you worry about like weight and with those foods or not really?
No.
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 You just don't worry about that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. That's the right answer.
Right. I mean,
it's yeah. So, this sounds really freeing.
I yeah, know. I love
encourage
it.
You guys to go. But what you have to imagine when I tell people that I'm seeing a doctor who tells me what to eat based on my pulse. Do you know what I sound like?
Yes, it's crazy.
I sound insane.
I know what you meant, though. Like, I get the big picture part of it. It's not just the pulse. Yeah. Like,
he does acupuncture, but when he takes your pulse, he starts telling you stuff about you.
Like, what?
He'll just be like, you're very, you like to draw, you're very artistic, and it's really weird. And he'll be like, you're just like your mother. Say crazy stuff.
I'm like, live for that kind of experience.
Wow.
I mean, I feel
and then
like...
he'll tell you, like, don't wear red. It's not good for you, for your constitution. Or dogs aren't good for you, or cats, or all the like crazy stuff. Like, don't only wear black underwear.
Esther, let's go. Yeah. Let's both go. Let's make a joint appointment and
yeah.
go.
Yeah. What makes you buy into it, I have to ask?
I get asked this a lot. I think it's just the way I feel, because if I didn't feel good, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could, I mean, there's a very high possibility this is an insane concept and this is all in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like that someone told me I can eat rice and potatoes.
I think that really checks out for me. Like the salad thing, it's like I've never had a stomachache after eating a salad my whole life.
See, so you're my sister either, so you're fine.
But it's like if you were getting stomachaches after eating kale salad, like you're eating the wrong
like
shit
my
for your
whole
body.
Life.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And you were like, this is good for me. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. I feel like my skin's better. I don't know. I just feel...
Wow. I guess you just never know. You might just be a meat and potatoes girl after all.
I love hearing that,
though. Sorry, Kimberly Snyder.
I know. Kim Snyder's somewhere, like, ripping her hair out. Like, I had her in my clutches and my clutches.
I still have my Kim Snyder books.
Yeah. You better.
I'll never give those away.
We love her, though. But, oh, man. I mean, I'm getting to know the new you, but the old you sounds fun, too.
The old her.
The powders and Palm
just
Springs.
Just as crazy, I promise.
I believe that for sure.
Are you I feel like if I went into your house, like, I would just be obsessed with looking at every supplement you're taking.
So now
like, what's
I'm
in
anti-supplement.
Your fair enough. So fair enough.
I can't.
I take a probiotic.
Okay.
That's it.
Which one do you take?
My mom works for Garden of Life, which is a vegan supplement company.
Cool.
They're great. Just whatever she's giving me. My mom's like a health guru times a million. It's insane. She's like a wealth of knowledge.
Amazing.
You think I know a lot? She knows so much more.
She sounds awesome.
Yeah.
She is.
I mean, I don't have as many supplements as I have, I think, like more beauty products and tools. I'm very into like beauty tools right now.
Oh,
okay.
We're going to need to talk about that.
And I brought some.
Yes.
And I haven't even rolled my face today, so I'm going to probably do it here.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You have a big gray bag sitting next to you. I think we should just dig in.
I'm horny for that bag right now.
There's a lot going on.
Beauty tools, hammers, sickles, wrenches.
This one, when people see this in my bathroom.
What is
very
it?
Scared.
This is it. This is the new face.
No, I brought the new face. This is the new face.
Oh
my God, Lauren.
Oh my God, they're like, it's like disco. First
so
of all.
So this one you don't have to turn on. This is the Rifa
I need
carrot.
That. I'm writing
and you
that
buy
down.
It on Dermstore.
Okay.
And it's like $300. So it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But I follow this person on Instagram. Her name is Bag Snob. I don't know if you know who she is.
That sounds familiar.
She is a face roller. She does it every day. Please go follow her.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I learned this. She's the best.
And what you're holding right now, the Rifa, it looks like a silver dick.
Yeah.
It looks like a silver dick with two disco balls where the ball should be.
Yeah. I was in, someone was in my bathroom, a male. And I just met him. And he's in there and he goes, Lauren? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, will you come here? He holds this up and he's like, what is this? It's a face roller. And he said, I don't believe you for 1 second that this is a face roller.
No, this is a butt dildo. This goes in your butt. Those things. Oh,
so
there she goes.
So there's like this little window here, and it takes the light, and so it's microcurrent, but so it's light activated, so you don't have to turn it on, so you can't do it in a dark room.
Wow. Okay.
So it needs to be well lit, but it so it contours and lifts, and you could use for lymphatic drainage. So like I have very puffy eyes today because my wine consumption is peaked this week. So what I would do in the morning is I roll it under my eyes and out.
Okay.
And then I roll it up my face to like cheekbones.
Yes.
It will literally, if I do this for like 4 minutes, I'll do 4 minutes on each side, you can see that this cheek will be visibly lifted.
Oh.
I actually like it better than the new face.
Okay.
The new face I like, you can actually feel it. Like you can't feel any like charge or anything in here. I mean, it feels like I could sit in front of the TV and do this for an hour. And
does it feel good?
Oh my God, I'm going to give it to you. It feels so good and it's cool. But I'm almost addicted where I was Googling if you can over-roll. Like, is it bad?
Oh, that's interesting.
Am I, like, pulling on my... Am I going to, like, do something to my skin that's bad? But you guys, for, like, an hour like this.
I believe it. It looks so calming, repetitive, and smooth.
But now, now I won't leave the house unless I've rolled... Like, if I'm going to dinner, like, I had a date, I'm like, oh, my God, I had to, like, roll my face. It's addicting.
Right.
And I think that I look puffy unless I've done this.
This so, is a weird question, but do you ever, like, wash it or disinfect it? Like,
oh, yeah. Every time.
Oh.
So I just have alcohol in a spray bottle, and I just do that. But
very cleanly.
The new face, I like because you. I put it on the highest setting because I want to, like, feel it. And if you hold it, so you go, you have to put the gel on, though, to activate it.
Oh, my God.
And then when you hold it here, it, like, you can... It says in the manual that you're not going to have a muscle contraction, and I definitely do. And sometimes it hurts, but I just keep it there because I know it's working.
It's essentially just a high-frequency vibration.
Yeah, it's microcurrent as well.
Is that something where you're putting it on with product or just as is?
So you can use any product you want, but not that's oil-based. It has to be water-based. I like this one a lot, but this is something that you have to – it's like – working out. If I went to Bar Method once, I would be like, oh, I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. You have to do this every single day.
Jesus Christ.
Because it's like working, it's like muscles in your face, like training your face, you know?
So are you saying it's actually training muscles? It's not just like some outer skin thing?
No, it's actually like lifting your face. So like you're holding it here and it's yeah.
So you, it's not a roll, it's a hold.
This is like glide, hold. Glide, hold. I've watched so many YouTube videos.
Good. We're happy that you came in here and are telling us about this. We need your wisdom, queen.
This one, you just, it's like so good for depuffing. You just keep rolling like this.
And that's the first one you showed us. What's that called again?
The Rifa.
The Rifa.
And you do your chin,
too. The disco dick.
The disco dick. But you can really sculpt your jaw. I feel like it just changed my face.
Oh my gosh.
I need the Rifa.
You need the Rifa. And you need to follow Bag Snob. Please follow her.
We will.
Because she's rolling her face. She's on a plane. She has a sheet mask. She's rolling over. She has like four of these in different sizes. There's body ones.
Oh.
How do we not know?
Body. I mean,
should we leave it to Lauren. We don't deserve to have a podcast.
She rolls in here, teaches us how to have this podcast.
I know. Show us how it's done, girl.
This is the other tool.
Girl, is that one of the light stem?
Yeah. This is. Well, I have the light stem and I don't like the light stem.
Oh, my God.
This is the reverse skin clinical red LED light. And, you can hear it. I just turned it on. And
oh,
you just
my God.
It
the brightest red light you just turned on I've ever seen in my life.
My dog is super scared of it. If I turn it on, he leaves the room.
Did you see us just like, I almost just like jumped through the window. I was so scared. It is, you're holding it to your face and your whole face is red.
Yeah, so you hold it for 3 minutes on each section. Like where you want, it gets rid of fine lines, scars, it ignites collagen production.
And what is that called?
It's the reverse anti-aging light therapy by Skin Clinical.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So Skin Clinical LED light, and this one is very powerful. So the light stem I have, but I don't know. This one is better, and it's really good for inflammation, too. So if you have, like, a blemish or anything, and it's inflamed, too, like, this will take down the swelling.
Really? And so the light stem, I know of that more for acne.
Well, because they have a blue one
for
acne. They have a red one for collagen, and then they have, like, a – I think it's like the purple, red, and infrared one, which is for pain and bruising and swelling.
Huh.
So there's three different ones. But Lightstim is a great brand. Like, don't go buy one on Amazon because those are just Christmas tree lights. that you're putting on your face.
That's a whole thing that we're always seeing about in our group, that like, do not buy beauty products on Amazon.
Never. No.
If you even see one and you're like, oh my God, that's a good deal, I can't believe it's here. It's just like, if it's
crap.
It's crap. It's and crap. It's like it's counterfeit.
Yeah. No, you're putting Christmas tree lights and you're laying there like a loser. Is that doing anything?
Dude, I would, of course, I've been thinking now, how can I find a Rifa on from China on AliExpress? And I'm like, no, I can't. I have to buy the real
but,
one.
You know, Dermstore always does 20% off stuff, so you could. But I'm just telling you, this is my number one.
The Rifa.
The Rifa. And then I always put like a spray on or something before, like a hyaluronic spray. Because I like gels and sprays. I don't use lotion or cream on my face.
What spray is that?
This is by Skin Ink, and they also make an LED light that I use, but I didn't bring it.
Your magic Mary Poppins bag full of electronic face
stimulators.
I know,
so hyaluronic acid is my favorite ingredient, and I use sprays. And then you guys have probably all heard about Dr. Barbara Sturm Glow Drops.
No.
No. Oh, no.
Are we pathetic to you? I swear we know about stuff.
I was going to bring this in here and you guys are going to roll your eyes.
We know stuff, though. Okay.
And these are called glow drops.
I'm so embarrassed.
Lauren, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
The podcast is yours.
You can have it.
So she uses hyaluronic acid in a lot of her things. She's German, I believe. I want to give these to you. To like put on your hand because they do make you glow. So she uses an ingredient called purslane, and it's a plant.
Is all in German. Hello.
Yeah. So she uses purslane in everything, and it's anti-inflammatory. Mm. So her whole thing is anti-inflammation for anti-aging. Mm. So that's her philosophy. So,
The glow drops
are something that you can put before makeup or after makeup. Like I'll put it over my makeup and just like pat it into my skin.
Over your makeup.
Yeah.
Over?
Yeah, put it over. I always put it over my makeup, and it gives you that extra glow. And like I said, it has that purslane in it, which is anti-inflammatory. So,
Wow. It's a very white, creamy product, and it does have like a nice...
It just goes into the skin. Like, just press it and pat it. I'm all about pressing.
Oh, I've never thought to do that.
Press.
I'm a rubber.
Don't
I'm
rub.
A rubber.
You press.
I'm a rubber.
Because think about it, you're just kind of like rubbing around, right?
And moving my skin every which way.
So if you take your serum and then just pat it and press it, it's going to go deeper, you know, into the dermis too. And it's like,
my skin, there's no smell. My skin has a little, I will say where I rubbed it, there's a glow.
There's a glow.
I'm not afraid to admit it. There's a definite glow.
You guys follow Barbara Sturm on Instagram.
Okay.
You're going to become obsessed.
Is she a German, German skin witch?
Yes. She's like having a huge moment right now. Huge.
Oh my God.
And like, you know, Violet Grey, everyone is really on this Barbara Sturm train right now. And it's very expensive. So my sister and I were like, we'll get one product, see if we like it. And I'm like, annoyingly, we're hooked.
Wow.
Glow drops.
You're the one who taught me about Violet Grey.
Esther, this is like full circle. How Violet Grey like was eye opening for me.
Yeah,
because it's so well curated.
It's unlike any store I've ever been into. For those listening, Violet Grey is a store that we have in LA
on Melrose Place, and I didn't even know was a real street.
It's Melrose Place is a real street. It's like this side little pocket off proper Melrose with like the most chic. It's just chic as fuck.
Where are you going for like? What's your go to spots for meals now that you're on this new? Kick.
She could go to, like, Marie Callender's.
I'm heavily addicted to chicken fingers from Erewhon.
Oh, I went through that
You
phase.
Know.
Yes.
And I'm still, like, chicken fingers are a favorite food of mine.
Do you eat them with ketchup?
No, I eat them plain. I put salt. I just put Maldon sea salt. You know what Maldon salt is?
No.
No.
I have some in my purse.
She looks at me accusingly as she asks.
I bring my own salt with me when I go places.
What the fuck is Maldon salt? And also,
I'm going to show you guys.
Erewhon chicken fingers, I would like to know, are they different than regular chicken fingers?
Yeah, they're like gluten-free.
They're gluten-free. They have like coconut flour, turmeric.
Rice
flour. This is Maldon sea salt, and you like, it's like flakes, and you crush it.
Oh, they're nice.
Wow. And where do you get that from?
You can get it at Erewhon.
Okay.
Great chicken finger supplement. Where else do I eat? I don't know. I eat the same places still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still Erewhon. Lassen's because I'm Silver Lake right now for a couple more days. I get Lassen's. I eat at this place called Cabbage Patch.
Oh.
Oh, I've heard
of that. But that's West Side.
But they have one downtown. Oh. Also, and they have one in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. Where are you eating downtown? Because your office is downtown.
Yeah. So I eat at Taroni a lot.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh.
I live like a block. I work a block away. And then they have a Bardona. I don't know if it's Bardona or Bardona. But they have like oat milk lattes and great paleo bowls and
oat milk lattes.
Yeah.
I love oat milk right now.
I'm heavy on hemp. I do a hemp milk latte. But and this is my breakfast food right now. So I have hemp milk with cornflakes.
Ooh.
The organic like Erewhon cornflakes.
That does sound good.
That sounds good.
But that was something that I haven't eaten since I was a child.
Yeah.
And now like I'm
And now look at you. You're thriving, you're happy, you're healthy, you're living.
Glowing. Wait, what hemp milk are you using?
I will make my own, but it's for some reason when I make my own, I know hemp doesn't taste like pot. It doesn't. But for some reason when I make it at home, it has this like weird marijuana taste to it. It's like grassy.
Huh.
I don't know how to describe it.
What do you make it with? Like, I don't even know what
it's
hemp is.
It's literally hemp seeds and water in a blender.
Oh.
That's it. You don't need to soak them because hemp seeds are so small. And then when you can try and strain it, but it's like, it's a little, I don't know.
Well, so you don't strain it?
I try to, but it's like this like sand, like goop. It's not like when you make almond milk, you have that pulp.
Mm-hmm.
This is like really like sandy, gooey. So it kind of like seeps through the nut milk bag.
Oh. Huh.
I know. It's like an ongoing process for me.
Right.
But so like I've settled on Tempt or Pacific hemp milk, and it's so good. I'm sorry. Mm.
So you're about the hemp milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a good hemp milk. No apologies.
Yeah. Is this going to sound crazy? I'm like not sure that I've ever had hemp milk.
That's absolutely insane.
I mean, obviously I've had every other kind of milk like many times,
Doesn't
but
make
I'm
sense.
Like struggling to imagine a time that I ever had hemp milk.
Does not
It's
add
having
up.
A moment now, so you will. Although people when they come to my house are like, why the fuck do you have so much hemp milk?
Whatever. Do you even fuck with like any other kind of milk?
Yeah. I mean, I like had a whole milk cappuccino a couple days ago. I know.
Oh, my.
I'm telling you, I knew that I was going to come in here and be like, who are you, Lauren?
But you're still you. You're still doing it your way.
Yeah. Like, there's something chic about having a cappuccino.
There's something very chic about that.
Do you make coffee for yourself in the morning still?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. And what are you doing? Hemp milk latte?
Lattes at home. Yeah.
All How the do time. You make like having a little espresso machine?
Yeah,
and, you heat up
and I
milk.
Have a milk frother and I do the thing. So my morning routine now it takes me like 2 hours to get out of the house
if I
really want to do it my way, and I want to wake up and I want to take a shower and I want to put on my robe and I want a face mask and I want a face roll and I want an LED light
Ooh!
And I want a latte and I want to listen to music.
Get me in there.
So like my morning now is like very long.
What time were you? We're talking a wake up call.
I mean, I'm waking up at 6, but that's just because I wake up at 6 because I'm a psycho. I wish I could sleep.
And what about workouts right now?
Now I'm working out. I'm still bar methoding.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 1,000 classes.
Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Even
Wait,
what
you were doing
say.
Bar method when I met you.
Yeah.
You're still doing bar method.
I'm still doing bar method. And you know, and I like experimented with yoga, boxing, all of that. But I just like bar and I go at lunchtime every day at 12 to 1.
Downtown.
I feel like it's a good reset for me.
Can you hold on?
She's in 1,000 classes.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
like
no.
crunching the numbers over here. I can't even.
Can you imagine
every day
going to do a workout on your lunch break?
I've.
Can you?
I know I cannot.
There is
that.
Not a world.
I don't think I've ever.
It breaks up the day nicely. That. I'm just saying.
When do you? I think I'll say what we're all thinking. When do you eat?
After bar method.
You just like, sure.
So I have lunch usually delivered while I'm at bar method. So when I get back, it's there.
Yeah.
Cabbage patch. Right now, it's like the grilled chicken sandwich, and I'm obsessed with yam wedges. Sweet potatoes. Roasted. With spicy ketchup.
Sweet potatoes.
Like, it's always going to be so good and satisfying.
I said it before. I'll say it again. French fries and ketchup are the best possible taste.
Ever.
That crispy fried potato, that wet, thick, cold. Luscious, cold ketchup.
Cold as hell.
There's nothing better.
Yeah. Dude, I am like in a love affair with sweet potatoes as well that I don't see ending anytime soon.
But a lot of people are scared of them like bananas. People view sweet potatoes and bananas
they
the
do?
Same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sweet potatoes, are they like have any sugar or anything?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, I'm like, it's natural sugar. It's
so
sweet potato
good.
Again.
They are so filling and satisfying.
Huge in Ayurveda. Yes. Sweet potatoes are huge in Ayurveda.
Really?
Yeah. Love a cooked sweet potato.
And I imagine, have you been like checked out by an Ayurvedic doctor or anything?
No, which is, I mean, probably that's the next phase.
That's the next.
My constitution is going into Ayurveda. I've obviously read a lot about it, know a lot about it. Very into it.
Yeah.
100% into it. So.
Oh, God. This energy is infectious.
I know.
This hawker energy is, like, insane.
Other crazy thing about Lauren.
1,000 classes.
I know.
Can we go back to that?
What is even the dollar amount on that?
I mean, that's, like, the last thing on my mind.
No, you guys, my method is very affordable.
Oh, yeah.
My twin sister has a personal trainer, right? And that's, what, between $80 and $100 a session, and she sees 3 days a week.
Wow.
That's so much. Bar Method Unlimited is $180.
That's good.
So if you're going every day at lunch,
oh, like
our friend is.
She's beating the system.
I mean,
they're going to close their doors.
That's not going to work for me personally. They're going to close their doors. They're like, we're losing money left and right. We're in the red. We don't know
then
why.
Then walk in Esther and Caroline. They're back in the black.
I know. They need
Come
us.
Come to Bar Method with me.
I should. Hey, Glomies.
What up, Glomies?
So, no big deal, but today's episode is sponsored by the Sephora Beauty Insider Community.
Ow! Oh, my goodness. Oh, we are so excited about our sponsor today because, obviously, Esther and I are true Sephora heads through and through.
I mean, Caroline, we have been falling in love with this community now for months, and I just can't believe that there is a place where we can go and talk specifics about beauty products, get recommendations, yes. and just have be surrounded with other like-minded Sephora lovers.
Yes, the Sephora Beauty Insider Community is lit, girl, and I do not use that term lightly. I mean lightly, but you know what I mean. My favorite board right now that I've joined is, of course, the Savvy Shoppers Group.
Ooh.
Ooh, girl. People be posting discounts. People be posting all kinds of hot tips because you know I'm a smart shopper. I'm always trying to get that discount.
Absolutely. You know, something that I've been reading up on the Sephora Beauty Insider community that I'm really into is the community events. Like, that is just a good place to go to see what's going on through the month of April, May, you know, and just what events you can be going to in your town, in your area, and just be getting involved. And again, communicating, meeting with other people who love the things that you love, because that's what life is about.
I mean, this is basically the dream social network.
It really is.
Oh my God, sponsored by Sephora. I mean, it's like, what? Should I just delete my everything right now? I'm going to delete my Friendster. I'm deleting it. I'm going to do it. Anyway, Glomies, go check out the Sephora Beauty Insider Community now by going to Sephora.com/community.
Or you can check it out in the app by tapping community in the drop-down menu. And don't forget to tell them that Esther and Caroline from Glowing Up sent you because the Glomies are taking over.
Glomies, get to it. We'll meet you there.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. What's up, guys? It's Caroline from Glowing Up, and one of our sponsors today is Liquid IV. And Liquid IV is a little super easy to use packet, and it's full of electrolytes. It's vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, and it'll provide you with the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Wow, that sounds freaking hydrating. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Okay, so you know what? Whether you're a social butterfly and you're recovering from a hangover, you're an athlete, you need to fuel up for your tough workouts, Liquid IV is perfect for getting your body juicy and loosey and goosey and full of hydration. I'm loving Liquid IV, and I know you will too. So today, our Glowing Up listeners get 20% off Liquid IV when you use our code GLOWINGUP at checkout. So that's liquid-iv.com. Use code GLOWINGUP at checkout, and that's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So go to liquid-iv.com and enter promo code GLOWINGUP to get your savings and start getting hydrated.
Okay, there's a thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to talk about nose jobs.
Yes,
so,
please.
So I want to start this conversation by saying that Lauren one day was just like, casually in a conversation, was just like, oh, and then in a month getting my nose job. I was like, what? What? That's not
casual.
So casual.
Were you scared before? Okay.
No.
So there's like so many questions I have.
I know. We got.
Okay. So I have a twin sister.
By the way, thank you for being so open about this.
Yes. By the way, that's a very important
First
point.
First of all,
thank
I
you.
Got
very
a nose cool. job. I didn't abide by any of the rules and protocol before. We'll talk about that in a minute. And I was very bruised. I looked like I got in a car accident. I didn't tell anyone at work, and I went to work a week later looking like I'd been hit by a bus and said, everyone, I got a nose job. Get back to work.
Good. That is a legend.
That's a legend right there.
So, why backstory, hide it? I had my nose broken when I was younger and then maybe broken again in a horseback riding accident. So I had this bump, and I would always say, like, oh, I should get it fixed. I should get it fixed. Everyone's like, no, you're so pretty. Like, don't. Which is annoying because
everyone's
going
to tell you what you.
Yeah, like,
I'm so sick of people being like,
change.
You don't need a nose job.
We do have a policy, I feel like, in house glowing up policies. Like, if somebody wants to get plastic surgery,
yeah,
like, you can say, like, you're so beautiful, but I think I support.
Just do it.
It's you. I'm not saying just do it, but.
The blanket statement for this whole conversation is we are all literally stunningly beautiful.
Already, yes.
Already, but if you want to go get plastic surgery, more power to you, and you better come in here and tell us, like, everything about it.
I'll tell you about mine.
You better walk right in here.
I met with several doctors.
Wow.
And, I always didn't get it with them because of, I don't know, they were great. They're some of the best, arguably the best.
Wait, I kind of want to hear, like,
I mean, if, I went to Raj.
Raj, Dr. Raj. Yeah. So he's like, he did like Ashley Simpson's, right?
He's done my friend's nose as well. And she's a beautiful nose now. But I just knew that that wasn't my guy. And then my.
How did you know?
I don't know. My mom said this to me. She goes, honey, you'll just know when you find your doctor.
Was it a personality thing?
And
like a bedside manner thing?
Yeah, and you're just going to feel comfortable, and he's going to do the mock up, and you're just going to be like, yeah, that's my nose.
Wow. And that's what happened. So you saw noses, and you're like, that's not my nose.
Yeah, they just, I didn't want something very slope. I was very adamant about not having a slope, and I just wanted my twin sister's nose, the nose I used to have.
Aww.
Because she has such a good nose. And so I met.
If I had a twin sister with a perfect nose.
Yeah.
I would.
I know. Really bothered me. And so.
Well, you guys are identical, so it was your nose.
Yeah, we are identical.
Yeah.
So it was my nose.
Aww.
And I met with this doctor through my other sister's, like, my other sister's father is a plastic surgeon in Westlake. He's amazing.
Mm. Wait, what sister is a half sister?
Victoria.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Have you met Victoria?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, I went to him, Dr. Michael Schwartz. He's the best. He's so cool. And he said, I'll do this to your nose. Showed me a photo. And I said, great. When can I come in? And a month later, I went and I had it done. But there's rules. Like, don't have caffeine. Don't drink alcohol. Don't take supplements. Don't have protein powder. Don't have green tea. You know, all these things you're not supposed to do to limit swelling and bruising.
Yikes.
And I didn't listen to anything because I just don't like following those sort of rules. Because I just, like, still wanted my smoothie. I still wanted to... I was drinking wine the night before.
Mama needs her latte.
Yeah. I was so bruised. I mean, you saw me, right?
Yeah, I did.
I went to Erewhon, like, 3 days later looking like an insane person.
Oh, my God.
I didn't stop living my life. I went to work. I went to Erewhon. I was just very bruised.
Inspirational as fuck.
And it took me like, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks for the bruising to go away for me. I have friends that get nose jobs and have literally no bruising. So it's crazy. I just am that person.
How was the surgery overall? Like, was it, I don't know, were you scared?
Yeah, tell me about before. Like,
you're kind of scared. Like, you're excited leading up to it. You're so excited. And I kept looking at this photo of this, like, new nose I was going to have. And then the night before, I was, like, scared. Like, are you going to look different? Are they going to botch the job?
Right.
They could.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, yeah. But with a nose job, that's, like, pretty low chance, right?
I had this conversation with my friend, and we're like, does anyone actually look worse after a nose job? Even if it's overly done, you're still kind of like, oh, they look better.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and a nose job is, like, it's, like, the oldest surgery in the book. Like, women have been getting them forever.
Yeah, so I was nervous but excited. You don't remember much of the surgery because you go in, they hook you up to an IV, they give you Xanax, and all of a sudden you wake up and you have a new nose. That's what happens.
I don't even understand how they do it.
Oh, girl, it's a little gruesome.
Do you want me to tell you? There's closed and open nose jobs.
And you want the closed.
You closed. I got open.
You got an open? Ah!
Tell me, what are they?
So they make an incision under your nose and literally lift.
Wait, what? What?
They lift your nose up.
That's like my...
They, like, take your nose off? Stop.
Yeah. That's open.
I'm, like, trembling right now.
Wait.
I thought that, but is that okay?
It's closed. They just like go in. They don't have to make an incision and lift. They just can go into your nose and like pull stuff out and knock. You know, they take that tool if they need to break it.
They
don't go in through your nostril.
Yeah.
If you have a closed one, they do.
Yeah.
And so the only difference is that they just cut open your skin.
They cut like right here. Yeah.
But they don't like take your nose off your face.
They have to lift it a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Not like.
They don't take it off. But it's. But they didn't break mine.
But was it your bump mostly?
Yeah, they just shaved and narrowed. So they didn't have to break my nose.
Yeah, because can you imagine that sound of like they have to break people's nose and they like ting, 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 ting.
Yeah.
I know. It's.
I wish I didn't watch the
surgery.
People
are shutting off the podcast like in record numbers right now.
I'm sorry.
Do you know? Okay, so if I just want my tip done.
I did my tip.
Do you know about, is that what you need the open for?
No, you can do closed with tip. But tip is very important. So he did so it's sometimes when they break your nose or shave it, the tip, I guess, will naturally lift a little bit or look lifted. Mine didn't. So he actually did lift my tip
and
a little bit.
And do you have to get a prosthetic in there? Like, how do they lift the tip? I've always heard you have to get, like, a fake something put in there.
No, he didn't put anything in mine.
They just, like, scrape something out of there?
And like, yeah, and do stitching. I don't know what they do. I didn't want to know.
Ugh,
it's
because,
you know, I didn't ask a lot of questions about what happens in there. I want to know the end result.
Are you scared overall? Are you, like, kind of scared of surgery? Or are you, like, a pretty chill person about that?
No, I'm not scared. It was my first surgery, though. I mean, I had my wisdom teeth out. Does that count?
That was your first surgery? I mean, I've had, like, seven surgeries.
No, I'm really?
I was like, what?
I had a hole in my eardrum, sinus surgery. I don't know. I feel like I've had a bunch of tubes in my ears twice.
Big, like,
scary surgeries. Oh, no, I've never had surgery.
You're out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like, scared. I'm very scared.
Have you had surgeries?
Only my wisdom teeth and my ankle. I had a big surgery.
Were you asleep for your ankle?
Yeah, they put, like, you know, that's how I got the pins in and stuff.
But
I'm scared. I'm very scared of surgery.
I am, too. I have a serious phobia. Even in high school, I had the phobia. And I remember watching, like, 2020, and they're like, and then they, at the vet,
they
accidentally put our dog down and the wrong dog. And I'm like, Mom, are they going to accidentally put me down and it's scary.
No.
I know.
It's, like, so irrational. I'm not even scared that they're going to kill me. I'm going to die on the table. It's just like the literal idea of being put to sleep, even though I fall asleep every night, like that should be scary to me. But the idea of being put to sleep and they're going to start cutting you open. Like, it's just like that.
Well, I mean, you just want a good anesthesiologist also. You need a good doctor and a good anesthesiologist.
It makes sense why it's scary. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's not
irrational. It reminds me of that movie Flatliners.
I never saw that, but I watched the original one.
The original one.
I've heard the original is really good. I've never seen either.
Like, put themselves to sleep.
That's so sick.
So I'm obviously not scared of surgery. That's what I'm saying.
You love flatliners. So you got your surgery. You weren't scared.
No.
So it's just bone stuff they do. They don't.
Yeah. And shave. They could, like,
bone,
shave.
But for tip, that's not bone. That's all cartilage.
That's like, yeah, they have to, like, reconstruct a little bit. You know, they're like.
Cartilage. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. You had a question.
What was your question?
No, I was just, I'm just trying to move. I'm just, like, trying to understand. I want the whole picture. Mm-hmm. You got your surgery. You weren't scared.
No.
You woke up.
Were you in pain?
What was that
and
like?
And I was in a little bit of pain. And your throat is sore because they have the tube down your throat. And I remember waking up being like, oh, like, I'm like, how do you feel? I'm like, I'm in pain a little bit. And then they just shoot you up with morphine. Or as they do. And then I went home like an hour later. And I was totally lucid. I mean, I'm sure I was acting kind of looped out on drugs. But my mom drove me home, and I just put some frozen peas on my face and went to bed. Woke up in the morning, and when I left, I looked great. I didn't have any black eyes. I wasn't swollen. And then by the time I got home, I had this black line starting under my eye.
Oh, no.
And the next day, I woke up, and I thought, like, I'm going to look great. No. I had complete black eyes, and then they turned, like, they went from, like, purple to black to yellow to green. They, like, went this rainbow. It was kind of fun, though. I, like, almost liked having my black eyes.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. Who are you?
I get it, though. Like, from the perspective of, like, a dramatic teenager, I would like it.
It looks cool.
That's so true. I'm just, like, you're so brave. Like, you talk about this nose job, you were, like, unfazed the way you talk about it. Like,
I don't,
why can't I be like a little more like you? I act like it's the biggest surgery, like it's like the scariest thing in the whole world.
So I've coached now three of my friends through nose jobs who got them after me. Right after.
So they were all
friends.
Inspired by you.
Yeah.
Did they go to the same guy?
No, we all went to different people.
Did they check out Dr. Raj and Dr. Fisher?
One of them went to Raj. One of them went to Dr. Diamond.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And one of them went to Dr. Diaz. And they're all in Beverly Hills. So Diaz, Diamond, Raj. I went to Michael Schwartz. And so they all went, had nose jobs after me, and were all very scared and had a lot of anxiety, except for one of them.
So much anxiety.
Yeah.
Around it. And their surgeries after, they're like, I can't believe I was that stressed out. It was so easy. They're like, Lauren, yours was the worst. You looked the worst out of everyone because I got the most bruised.
Yeah.
Because these girls followed protocol, you guys, to a T.
Yeah.
It does sound like a routine surgery.
Yeah. Totally.
It sounds totally like the jaw surgery that my orthodontist and like
this, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, that is like a whole
your jaw.
Like break your jaw. You like are fucked up for 6 months. It's horrible. That's why I'm like, I don't think I'm ever gonna do it, even though I need it.
So why do you need it? Is it for your bite?
It's because I have such a bad overbite that my teeth, like, and because of the overbite, it just leads to, like, that one problem causes another problem that causes, like, grinding, and then, like,
I grind my teeth.
And then, like, chewing, and then it just, like, causes all this pain in my face and my neck and shoulders. And so, like, if I got my jaw fixed, that just would
go
away.
They pull it forward.
Yeah, they would. But then when I went for my consultation, they said I would literally need to get both jaws moved. I just got so overwhelmed, and it was, like, so expensive and so crazy.
But do you have pain all the time because of it?
Yes, in my jaw. But I'm doing Invisalign to help with it as best I can without surgery. And then at the end of my Invisalign, I'm going to, like, reassess
it. Okay, so have you heard of
not realistic.
Rolfing?
What is that?
Rolfing is, like, body work. A Rolfer, it's like body manipulation almost, where he like adjusts you in a very intense way. It's not chiropractic. I mean, kind of. It's different. It's more holistic. But he will literally, this guy, like rearrange your jaw and like your head. Like he can make your nose straighter, like make you stand up straighter, align your hips. Rolfing. You never heard of Rolfing?
I've heard of Frolfing, frisbee golfing, but
I'm Rolfing like throwing up, like Rolfing.
Rolfing, like I think it's R-O-L.
Like Rolf from the Muppets.
Yeah, Rolfing.
Wow.
I think you should try Rolfing.
I think you should too, Esther.
How does it?
He's going to like adjust your jaw, like get put his fingers in your mouth too and like move things around.
I always wanted that.
I think you need that.
No, he does a lot of people. He lives in Joshua Tree. He like comes out once or twice a week to see his clients. Wow. He'll come to your house.
Oh.
Esther, he'll literally like stand you up and examine like and be like your hips and this and your jaw and like your eyes might not be totally symmetric.
Can he fix that? Because my eyes are asymmetrical.
Yeah. I'm going to send you his contact. Rolfer.
Oh, my God.
Rolfing. It's a thing.
Have you had him?
No, I'm actually going to see him for the first time in a couple weeks. A good friend of mine sees him. Several friends of mine see this Rolfer.
What is he going to do for you?
I don't know. You know me. Like, I don't know exactly what's wrong, but I want someone to,
someone's
like,
gotta
fix something.
Someone's got to tell me. Got to figure out something over here.
I did have a back. I hurt my back last year. And I don't know how. And so it's having weird back pain, which I think has gone away now. But, like, sometimes it kind of, like, creeps up. Mm-hmm. And I never have even had any backaches my whole life.
Hey, guys. It's Caroline from Glowing Up. And one of our sponsors today is Ritual Vitamins. Now, I want to take multivitamins. I want to be sure I'm getting all the nutrients I need, but it can be so difficult to remember to take a bunch of different pills. I mean, that just sounds overwhelming just talking about it, which is why I love Ritual. Ritual is an easy to use, easy to remember, one a day multivitamin, and it's full of amazing vitamin D. It's full of omega-3s, and it actually tastes good. It has mint essential oil in it, so it doesn't taste fishy like some omega-3s. And it's looks so cool, you guys. It has this innovative beadlet and oil formulation to keep the dry ingredients separate from the oils. I'm sure it has some kind of scientific reason, but trust you me, it's looking cool as hell when you look at that pill. Just go to ritual.com. You'll learn everything from why each ingredient is beneficial to where it's sourced. And you guys, Ritual is subscription-based. It's $30 a month, and it's delivered right to your door. And it's just an easy way to fill in the gaps in your diet with the best sourced ingredients. So forget everything you thought you knew about vitamins. Ritual is the brand that's reinventing the experience with 9 essential nutrients women lack the most. If you're ready to invest in your health, do what me and Esther did and go to ritual.com/glowingup.
Your future self will thank you for taking Ritual. Girl, consider it. It's your lifelong health 401k. Just put those clean ingredients backed by real science in your body and you will be reaping the damn benefits. And that's ritual.com/glowing up.
Oh, also, I think we should describe Lauren's outfit, specifically her shoes, to the listeners.
I know.
So, as if it weren't enough that Lauren rolls in, she's wearing a very cute white cable knit sweater. It fits her perfectly. She's got a hot body, like perfect bod, 10 out of 10. She's wearing perfect vintage Levi's. I imagine they're Levi's.
Yeah, they are.
They cut off her off. They're like almost a crop. They look so good on her. And then you get to the floor and, oh, that's right. It's not just a normal backless Gucci loafer with the fur. It's a raspberry furry Gucci loafer. Now, for my Gucci heads out there, like, it's a dime a dozen to see a girl with a black Gucci loafer with the fur in it. Like, that's like, okay, I'm like going with the trends and getting what everyone else gets. Lauren got the raspberry. Like, there should be a Prince song about those shoes. They are so cute. I die.
I feel like I dress so basic. I wear so much basic stuff. You know, white t-shirts, black sweater. So I need to, on my feet, the feet in the bag, I have to do something.
By the way, raspberry.
Speaking of, in the Alone Together pilot, the whole plot revolves around a Celine bag,
it's my Celine bag.
Which,
oh my God, you're
Lauren's.
Kidding me.
I learned about Celine bags from Lauren, wrote them into the pilot, and then we couldn't afford a Celine bag, and you're not legally allowed to show a fake purse on TV and say it's a Celine bag. And the only way we could get one is by borrowing Lauren's.
Lauren, that was so selfish of you.
She lent
Wait,
her silver
I'm trying to remember
Celine.
What color it was. It wasn't silver. Silver. Yeah, it was silver. Yeah. Oh my
when
God.
When I went to the premiere, I was so excited to see it. I was like, that's my Celine bag.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
It's super important to me.
And of course, you're rocking a Fendi bag, which Fendi is very trendy right now.
Is it? I don't know.
It's very hot. The pictures of Kim and head to toe Fendi print.
It's a thing.
Clay. I feel like I've just been seeing a lot of like girls wearing very cute Fendi prints. And I've been looking. I really want like a Fendi fanny pack or something. Or a really cute like Fendi crossbody.
See,
there's nothing
Fendi
on eBay.
Fanny pack that you wear as the crossbody.
That's what I want. But there's nothing on eBay. I don't even know if Fendi made fanny packs ever.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Well, if there's nothing on eBay, it's like dry out
there. Wait, what do you mean they did? Do they not make stuff anymore?
Well, the idea is that you want like a vintage, Fendi with
Esther, come on.
My bad.
It's okay, Esther. You'll get it soon.
To be fair, she is a fashion designer. So she does, I mean, look, we're never going to look like her.
I know, I know. But we can try. And we can work towards that.
Yeah. You're wearing LNA now. That makes me
that's
so happy.
True.
Yeah, tell us more about LNA.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to. It's
no,
work.
I love talking about my company. I've had it for 12 years now, you guys.
Crazy.
Wow. We started in 2006 with just 4 white t-shirts.
Wow.
Yeah, the concept was to create, my partner April and I were both wearing Hanes men's undershirt. She was wearing a wife beater and I was wearing a V-neck. So the concept was to take these men's styles and create them in like really yummy luxe cotton for women.
Ooh.
So that was the concept 12 years ago, and we've expanded. We're a California influenced t-shirt company that really expands on the idea of what a t-shirt is and where you can wear a t-shirt and how we make a t-shirt. I make a t-shirt a million different ways, 5 times a year. Because I do 5 seasons, and so my job is essentially to, like, reinvent this t-shirt, which is crazy that I haven't run out of ideas, because I feel like I'm going to all the time. I stared at a blank piece of paper for 4 hours the other day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's stand-up comedy or any comedy writing. It's like, oh, I wrote a bit. Yeah. I'm done. I've got nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's the funny thing about the fashion business is that, you know, it's 5 seasons a year, and it doesn't stop year after year. So I sort of can't sit around and wait for inspiration to strike. It's like the minute I make something, I have to make the next. Mm-hmm. And the minute it hits the floor, it's irrelevant and doesn't matter anymore. So it's like this hamster wheel of like creativity, as I call it.
Mm. Wow.
And it doesn't stop.
Mm.
So, I mean, it sounds really daunting when I talk about it, actually. That stresses me out.
I'm stressed just thinking about it.
But yeah, I just designed, my last season was almost 120 new unique t-shirts.
That's
crazy. That's a
How
lot.
How does that even exist? I don't know.
It's just t-shirts pretty much, like long sleeve, short sleeve, no pants, no sweats, no nothing.
So we do sweats now. We do leggings. We do dresses. So, like, I've taken this concept or this idea of, like, a t-shirt and expanded on it.
like t-shirt dressing, basics, wardrobe essentials, staples, like what are these things that everyone needs? You know, you need your basic t-shirt, you need your sweat, you need your t-shirt dress, you want your cardigan, you want your hoodie, anything that you need that is essential. So now we're just about essentials. So I create essentials and dressy essentials too.
Yes, I have to say the new, I feel like there's been a change lately that I'm loving.
I know.
All these, like, the pink sweatshirt I'm obsessed with.
So, I'm using words.
I know.
I'm putting words on clothes.
What kind of words?
Just, like, things that say, like, I did this. Everyone thought I was being super emo and emotional because I did this series where it says, like, Desire, Lonely for You Only, or, you know, all these very romantic sort of phrases. But they were kind of kitschy. I thought they were, like, kitschy and dark. Almost perverse. Like, I did a hoodie that says, take your pleasure seriously.
Ooh.
And people really lost their shit over it in a negative and a positive way. My sales team was like, Lauren, the soccer mom can't wear this to school to drop off her kid.
Right.
Crazy?
Right. So what kind of celeb fans do you have for your brand?
So many.
I mean, I'm sure. It's so California. It's so LA.
Yeah, I mean, we
Jessica Alba, like, write you guys into her book?
Oh, she mentions us in her book for The Honest Company, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's been a big fan for a long time. And everyone from, like, you know, even a Rachel Zoe to a Madonna to a Miley Cyrus to a Britney Spears to a Brad Pitt to a Ryan Gosling, you know.
Oh, so we're doing men's, too.
Yeah.
Her men's stuff is also, like, if you're looking for that, like, super nice.
Oh my God, I gotta
soft
get John
t-shirt.
Something.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you guys stuff next week.
Oh my
both
God.
Both of you. I should have brought it today. I'm horrible. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You're like an angel. I know. Goddess. I won't have you talk about yourself like that. It makes me upset. I feel like so honored. I'm getting a little emotional. I know this because we've done three podcasts today, but I feel like really honored to have met you. I am tearing up a little bit. I am tired.
I knew this was going to happen.
I feel like really honored to have met you. I feel like you are like, it is like you said, Esther, this is that LA queen.
I think I'm going to cry.
This is the girl that you hear about, the girl that we want to be. It's like, where are those girls that have the wisdom that know what Rolfing is? That know like how
Kim,
to froth.
First minute of the podcast.
Exactly. That know how to froth a cappuccino. It's like, these are angels. They're unicorns. And like, so often I feel like they're unapproachable. I'll never meet these girls. Like, what would they want to do with me? But it's like, this is her. She's sharing her secrets. Like, this is not the kind of girl that you're going to meet every day.
This is my ace in the hole.
This is your ace in the hole. You've been holding on to her for a real minute.
I know.
Well, I've been wanting to come on
We
for a
were
while.
Trying for a bit. And yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just like, we have so little time. I'm like, what can we, like, rapid fire questions
I know.
Ask? Like,
the other thing, which I think you've told this on Weird Adults, but the story about how LNA started, it's just like this amazing story about how she was at a party and I forget, like, a celebrity walked up to her and was like, who makes that dress?
Before LNA, I had a little dress line called Lauren Alexander. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like hand sewing fabric, like cotton gauze. And it was an art project, essentially. And I got invited to a Vogue party at Chateau.
Hello.
I sound like such a cliche, but it happened. Hey. I was 21.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to this party. I'm going to make a dress. And I'm going to make my own dress because this is the one place I need to go and be seen in a dress I made. And I met this actress named Samira Armstrong, who was on the OC.
Yeah.
She was the blonde one.
Of course.
Yeah. And I really, that show was very important to me at that time.
Still is, girl.
Yeah. San Diego girl.
Yeah. And she was kind of like my style icon at the time. And she approached me and asked who made my dress.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I did. And she said, give me your number. I'm going to call you in 2 weeks. Because it was LA Fashion Week when that was still a thing.
Oh, I know. R.I.P. When I hear LA Fashion Week, I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
And I thought, she's never going to call me. That's insane. I looked up to her, like, she's this amazing actress, and she's so cool and stylish. And she called me 2 weeks later.
No way.
Yeah. And so in that time, I had made all these dresses to show her, and I went over to her house, and she took me to Fashion Week with her all week, took me to shows,
got me my first
sales appointment at Sateen, and that was the first store to ever carry Lauren Alexander. And that's how it started. And that's how I met my business partner that I started LNA with. So,
do you still keep in touch with Samira?
No, I haven't seen her in so long. And I always think about, like, if I saw her. And I do a lot of interviews and I always talk about her. Aww. And I'm like, I wonder if she's ever, like, read an interview where I say, like, I owe her so much.
Aww.
I would love to
see
her.
I'm getting emotional again.
If this were the Oprah show, she would walk out right now.
And Lauren, we have a...
You mean you didn't bring her?
We should have done our research.
I know. We have a special surprise for you.
Can't wait to see her one day. But yeah, I think about it all the time. And I tell that story all the time because it's so important to me.
Oh, where do you get your haircut?
I get my haircut at,
Jen Atkins?
No, I go to this place called The Well downtown. This guy named Jefferson, he is so talented. I met him through an ex-boyfriend. But the boyfriend's gone. The hairstylist stays. Uh-huh. And he, I've had long hair my whole life.
Oh, I was gonna say
He just said we're gonna cut your hair, and I just said let's do it. And so he cut my hair short.
Looks great.
And I love him. And he's an angel. And he's like this amazingly warm, free spirited person who's so good at what he does. And I love having him on set just because of what he brings to set. Energetically. Yeah, he's amazing.
I love people like that.
Yeah, and so he cuts and colors my hair now, and he's the best.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it's really
beautiful
good.
Hair.
Thank you.
Love your like hairline. It's really cool. Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you.
It's like
no one's ever complimented my hairline before.
It's nice. It's nice. You've got like a long situation going. It's very pretty.
I mean, I just center part whole life.
There you go.
I don't really blow dry it either. I just let it dry.
It's naturally straight like that. Yeah. What is it? I'm so jealous of you guys with that natural straight hair.
I try
to enjoy it.
It is a gift. It has its limits, but it is a gift. You're right.
Like, I shot a video for The Way, the hair care line The Way. They featured me in this video they did. And they sent someone to the house to style my hair. And I was like, maybe I want to style my hair now because they blow dried it. They put product. They put an iron. There was a bend. It looked beachy.
Ooh.
I know. I might,
where can we see this?
The video?
Yeah.
It's out. It's on their Instagram. You can see it. It was like, they approached me and said, we want to feature you in a video for Valentine's Day, which, you know, is last month. And I'm like, oh, fun. And they're like, well, we're doing two segments. One is a girl getting ready to go on a date with her boyfriend. And the second one is a single girl sitting at home pampering herself. And I was like, oh, I'm the single girl.
You're like, I roll my face for 3 hours in the morning. I think I know which one I am.
So I was that girl. And the video is me with my beachy way hair, putting on face masks and lighting candles and like sitting with my dog.
Jesus
in Silver
Christ.
Lake.
That's so
what kind
so
of dog
cute.
Do you have?
I have a little Pomeranian fox squirrel.
I love Pomeranians.
Yeah, he's so cute, but he's really awful. He's not well behaved. He's a monster, but he's really cute.
Caroline.
Every time I see him, people go, oh, is he a puppy? Because he's like barking and I'm yelling. I'm like, no, he's 8.
You gotta Ralph him. Ralph his ass.
I feel like Pomeranian is the right dog for you.
You think so?
Yeah, it just makes sense.
I could see that.
They're
really
so cute.
They are cute to me. Yeah. Or like a palm mix. I would love like a palm mix of some kind.
I love them. And I love my dog. And I let him sleep on my head. And I know you're not supposed to.
I mean, I make out with Donut all
it's
day.
I'm not going to say it's so gross. But Esther has this. Can I drag you briefly?
Sure.
Esther has this move. And it's cute. Like, I love Donut. I love your relationship with Donut. I think nothing you do is wrong, but you do this thing, and it's at work too, which is like so funny, where the dog will be on her lap and we'll be having a work conversation and there'll be people around, and she will like subtly, like during the conversation, like it'll still be going on or she's spoken her piece or whatever, she'll bend down for Donut's love. Donut will look up and they will just lick each other's mouth, but Esther's like not calling it out, she's just looking down silently while we're like having a work conversation, and it like will go on like I want to say like 5 seconds too long. Usually it's not like a quick kiss, you just sit there and like let Donut hit your mouth.
God.
I mean, it's cute, but it's like I don't
when
know
it's not your dog, it's weird. It's like watching someone else do it is crazy.
It's just so funny that you do it like at work. I can't explain it. It's like so funny.
Wait, also, do your sweats say Erewhon?
Oh my god,
you have to know about these.
So wait, do they?
My friend is
this. I was like, am I that like nuts that I think that her sweats say Erewhon?
No, good eye. Okay. I have these friends that run this company called Pizza Slime, and it's this like kind of meme-y but okay. funny shirt company.
Okay.
And they posted this like hot girl wearing sweatshirt and sweatpants that said Air One. And it was the day of Esther's birthday. And I like basically called him. I was like, I need those in my hand.
I'm so sorry I didn't go, by the way.
Oh, no worries. Duh.
I was like, I need those in hand today. And I got two suits. And they were like, they're like, we're switching manufacturers. They're really expensive right now. Like, they're really heavy. They don't fit right. Like, all this stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I need them.
They're so good.
They're so funny, right?
Yeah.
But they got, like, can you tell that, like, the letters are all kind of messed up?
No, I can't see. My eyesight's not so great. Right? I was told I need glasses a year ago. Maybe two.
Right.
And I just resisted.
Like, nah. But anyway.
Contacts. I wear contacts.
I should. I need to.
But yeah, these are my Air One sweats. I got them for Esther, too. They're so funny.
They're so great.
They're iconic.
Are you still Air One-ing?
No, I just like kind of got pissed at Air One.
You know they rearranged, like, you know, the one in Hollywood on Beverly. They took out the soup area by the, you know, the food cases. So they opened it all up.
Oh.
So it got a remodel, a facelift. So it's all open and big and there's all this room.
That sounds kind of nice.
You should go. I mean, come with me.
I think Air One, like, as much as I love it, obviously it's really special. There's nowhere like it. I feel like I'm like a broken record with this. I'm just like, it's too expensive. And it's like
an insult. It's like the $10
lemon
water.
Yeah, yeah. It's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what are the ways that we can like live the Air One lifestyle, but like for cheaply?
Go to Sprouts and Lassen's and make your own food? I
exactly. I mean, but Air One, it's a mystical.
I think it's for me, it could become like a once in a while.
That's
for
right.
For me, I'm like a one or two days a week Air One person. That's it.
You're an Air One girl.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
But I don't buy groceries there anymore. I go specifically because I'm like, I'm going to buy chicken fingers or I want dried mango or like something.
I think that's the move.
I think getting a meal, a quick meal there is the one.
Because then it's like just like a nice meal.
Yeah.
And that's a different
category. Yeah, like grocery shopping.
Category.
You can do, like, I can go to freaking Gelson's if I want.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Slum it at Gelson's, one of the most expensive retailers.
Dude, when I, growing up in LA,
of course I said Gelson's.
Growing up in LA, it was like my rich friends, like their parents took them grocery shopping at Gelson's. And like if I ever, I didn't even have friends over there. But it's like if I even dared suggest to my dad that like maybe we go to Gelson's one time, he would like laugh me out of the room. He's like, girl, who do you think we are? But it would be such a thing, like my friends, and they had like little products at Gelson's that they wouldn't have at Ralph's, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, that is like the height of luxury. But little did I know that Air One was still like one tier above.
Shout out to that Jewel Osco where I bought my groceries in
Absolutely.
Illinois.
Absolutely. What about a Safeway?
What about a
Aldi?
Meijer's? Those are like
regional. It's regional. So it's
regional,
like,
yeah.
It's like Ralph's would be like Kroger in other parts of the country, right?
Yes.
And Jewel Osco, I don't know if it's Vaughn's, or we used to have Jewel's here maybe, or something like
that. Jewel is like what Ralph's is here, but it's not owned by the same thing. But that's very, very
similar. What did CVS used to be? You know how Thrifty changed to Rite Aid, and CVS used to be something else? Lucky, maybe?
Oh, I didn't know
I'm like tripping out right now. I'm really...
But yeah, CVS was something else.
Why, right?
What was it?
That it's going to drive me crazy.
Me too. And we started with an S or something? No, it wasn't Safeway.
I'm gonna look it
up. CVS used to be. Oh my God, this is crazy.
Also, Mariano's since I've moved here is a new grocery chain in Illinois that's really great. It's like in between.
I really
and
like going to Lassen's though.
It says it used to be Melville. I'm like,
that's
not
it.
Right. Long's Drugs.
Yeah, it was Long's.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, oh my God, this has been like...
I know, I feel like I could go on and on.
It's been such
just
an adventure.
Just Esther, Ralphing, get a Ralpher.
I know, we need
go
a
Go see Dr. Kim,
mm-hmm.
get a face roller and an LED light.
I think those are the big takeaways today.
And a nose job.
And a nose job. And I do want to you've given me all I need to know. But I want to make appointments. Like, you've kind of inspired me. I'm like, if you can do it and your friends all did it, and you pretty much like your results, like, those bandages came off and you were like, oh, yeah, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, it was great. It was like Christmas.
Dude.
And disclaimer, like, think about it, you know.
Bitch, I've been thinking.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want to hear.
I've been thinking. Oh, my God.
I'm going to hook her up.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to go get my consultations and look at those pictures.
Oh, here's what I wanted. Will you tell Lauren what your mom said about you?
About how I look like a dog?
No, about you look almost gorgeous except...
Well, my mom's whole thing, her whole rap since I was like 16 years old is like, you would be gorgeous, you would be perfect, you could get any guy you want if you got a nose job. Like, oh yeah. God. Even last night, I went to her house for dinner, and she was, like, on it with a nose job again.
Really?
Does she have a nose job?
Oh, yeah. She's Persian. Yeah. Like, that's, like, a rite of passage when you're Persian.
Right.
And you know what? I'm like, bitch, if you want me to get one so badly, like, why didn't you pay for one when I was 16 years old, like every other little Persian girl? But no, she's just like, your face is, like, almost there. It's just, like, that one thing. Your nose is just, like... And then she'll go into specifics. She'll go, it's just droopy right here. And then one time she even, like, went underneath and was looking at my nostrils. She goes, that's what it is. She goes, even your nostrils are asymmetrical. I'm just, like... Esther's pumping her fist and laughing so hard.
She's like any mom, like, I know, just being so brutal to her daughter.
Brutal. But then the thing that's so frustrating about that... is like she keeps it so brutally honest, and it's now so embedded in my brain that I need one. It's like not even a question. But then when other people go, you don't need one, and then I'm like, who's lying? Because someone's lying.
Like, someone's lying.
Someone's fucking lying.
Yeah. Just go get a consult.
Yeah, I will. It's been on my to-do list for 10 years.
Would
so maybe.
John be upset if you did this?
John was like, whatever you want to do. He's so supportive.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah, but he's another one that's like, you don't need it.
Because that's just what boyfriends
say. They have
to. There's no other option.
If he said you needed one, you would
dump
be like,
him.
F you.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. You're so right.
If a boyfriend, that's like the creepy boyfriend who's like, get breast implant. Like,
yeah,
no.
You're 100% right. He's like,
he's
perfect.
On the right side of history.
Yes, he is.
Wait, but didn't your, but what was the thing when your mom saw that picture of you?
What? Was it just cheeks? She was like, oh, I like took this picture. Thank you. Thank you so much for reminding me of this trauma. I took this picture. I was like a Polaroid. I had my hair straightened and I like literally thought I looked like Kim Kardashian. I was like,
so good.
I was like, oh my God, this is like the best I've ever looked. I'm like, there's
so
hope
hot.
For me. Am I pretty? Like, I'm like, there's something here. And I showed it to my mom. I was like, because she's so looks oriented and like she's really beautiful. And like a lot of my approval from her is based on how I look. I was like, Mom, like, look at this, like, actual one pretty photo of me. And she didn't even take a beat. She was just like, you would look perfect if you had got cheek implants.
Cheek implants?
I know. I'm like, that's not even a thing that people get. She's always on it with a cheek implant. She's like, you would be pretty. No filler. She's like, don't get filler. She was just like, this would be a pretty photo. Like, if you had cheek implants, you would look perfect.
It's so crazy. Harsh. I'm sorry that I'm...
It's hilarious. I am so like I'm so chill about it.
And you're so beautiful and pretty, by the way.
Yeah.
You're very exotic. She just like has this like very exotic, beautiful, and you have dark hair and dark eyes and great eyebrows.
I know. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
I know, but trust me, I think when I get a nose job, I think we are gonna kick into the next stratosphere of looks.
Okay.
Well, I think it's gonna be like
I support
really good.
You, obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah, we all support
when
you.
It's like I'm like the boy who cried wolf when I get my nose job.
That was me for 10 years.
Oh god, that makes me feel better.
And then when you wanna do it, you do it. There I'm also go. Holding like liquid ginseng.
What do you do with that?
I just take liquid ginseng. It's like energy.
I just take liquid ginseng. Bitch, what are you talking about? What do you do with it?
You
drop it under your tongue?
Just
you shoot the whole thing?
Yeah.
So it's a little tiny glass bottle. Yeah. It's like the size of like if there was a Barbie 2-liter soda bottle in a Barbie dream house. That's like
you
the size
of
it.
You can get this at Erewhon or Whole Foods, and this is just red ginseng extractum.
What is
oral
ginseng?
Liquid. Liquid.
Oh.
Liquid.
Oh, no. Here she goes. She hasn't had her ginseng yet.
Is it just like a vitamin?
It's an herb.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like it's good. Instead of having like I don't want to have a coffee during the day. I have one a day, so like I'll do this.
What teas are you into right now?
Good question.
Rapid fire.
Thank you.
I am solely drinking ginger tea.
Oh my God, I just on the last episode was talking about how I like ginger tea too.
Oh my God, you guys are so crazy.
And then I put manuka honey. I do ginger tea, manuka honey, hemp milk.
Ooh, hemp milk, you make it creamy like that.
Oh, wow.
Now I can't drink my tea without, even if it's just, I don't care if it's 2 drops, I just need to see that it's a little bit creamy.
You,
so weird.
British, you are so British like that. That's what our last guest was saying. It's like milk in the tea. And I love that.
I used to hate tea, by the way. My whole life I've hated tea.
Okay, there you go.
And I just because of Dr. Kim, he told me to start having ginger tea. So it's good for me.
There you go.
Ginger
Dr.
tea
Kim
and ginseng. So that's like my supplement thing.
We should have Dr. Kim like on the show.
He's really funny, by the way.
Is he like...
He's weird.
Do you think he would come on the show?
No.
And do both of us?
I don't think so either. I can tell.
You just knew. Okay, I was like a little dream. I was dreaming with that
I just need you guys to go for frame of reference.
Yeah, I think so.
And he's going to do acupuncture too when you're there, and it's going to be great.
Where is it again? In West
Beverly Hills.
Oh, Bev Hills.
So it's like Charleville and Robertson.
Dude, that's like right where my mom lives.
Yeah.
Wait, how much does it cost?
This is scary. This is not.
I gotta know. Like, okay, just rip the Band-Aid off.
$200 for the first session, and then $80 every other session.
I will.
Do
be
you
going.
Need more than one?
You have to go 8 times.
What do you mean you Are have you to serious? Go 8 times?
Because
who's Lauren? Lauren. Because no.
Every time you go, he adds and takes things away from your diet and takes your pulse, cuz some constitutions are very close to each other and he needs to make sure that he's diagnosing you properly. So when you are done with your 8th class, he actually graduates you and you get like a graduation, like, yeah, certificate.
I'll do it.
Except it's more expensive than actual college.
It will not disappoint.
Does it count as credits towards my undergraduate degree?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm working.
Esther, you're finally going to graduate.
Wait, no.
No, but I dropped out of school, so I don't have.
I didn't even go to college, so there you go.
I'm going to look at you 2 years.
I didn't even take the SATs.
You take the ACTs?
No.
Are you? Okay?
Did you just know you weren't going to go?
Yeah. My college counselors, my mom, everyone's like, you got to prepare. And I'm like, no, I just know I'm not going to college. I don't want to go.
That's so bold. Like, I did not have that wherewithal and that sense of self.
I just knew that was not my path.
Did
I,
Ashley?
You're a true individual.
Ashley was a cheerleader, very academic, applied to good schools, and then was like, she was going to go to Arizona for school. And then she said to my mom, like, well, Lauren's not going to college. Why do I have to go? My mom said, because that's not Lauren's path.
And then did she go?
And she didn't even end up going.
Wait, your family? Like, this is so cool. What does your sister do?
She's she works for LNA.
There you go. Yeah. It's
she's
a family.
I mean, she built LNA with us.
That's sick.
She's a big part of it.
She's a huge, like, LNA doesn't exist without her.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yay. Oh, my God.
Lauren, you're a goddess. You're a true LA goddess.
Wish you had your own podcast / lifestyle blog / website.
Everyone's going to be
I'll just come in and update you guys.
That's basically what
Next
we'll
time
take.
You come in, you're going to be like, I'm off meat and potatoes. I'm off Dr. Kim. I'm back on smoothies.
I know. Yeah.
No.
It could happen.
For you. I can tell.
I see it coming.
Yeah.
I do.
Right, if you know, like, how Esther knows me, she's seen the changes in what I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, Lauren! It was really nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
You're awesome.
Thank you,
Esther,
for doing this. As always,
you.
A favorite guest of Weird Adults, and now here you are on Glowing Up, just better than ever.
A glowing up fave.
Everyone, get your rollers,
get your disco dicks out, and light them up. Put them in the sky and wave them around.
Oh my God!
I'm getting a disco dick like tonight. I want one so badly now.
Please, and report back.
I will.
Yes, and as always, all the products will be listed on our products guide, which is on in our Facebook group if you want to join it, and then on our Instagram at Glowing Up Podcast. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks,
Bye.
Lauren.
Bye.
Thank you, Lauren.
It's a good show.
Hello, I'm Kyle Ayers. I'm the host of Never Seen It, the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we give them a read in studio. This is a clip I want to play for you guys from an episode where Langston Kerman rewrites Scarface. He's never seen it, but he wrote a script based on what he thinks he knows about it. And here's a clip. Give it a listen.
All right. Scarface, The New Frontier. Interior, happening discotheque. Remember when we called clubs discotheques? LOL. The 70s were crazy. Night. The crowd bustles with young, hot Mexicans who are supposed to be Cuban and all are dressed in butterfly collared shirts and pants that look like JNCO jeans and pleated khakis had a really weird baby. There's sex in the air and Poppy wants a whiff.
Oh my God.
Scarface, 22 to 45.
Like he's a television audience demographic.
Devilishly handsome. Not even a little bit Italian looking, so get that out of your dumb brain. Walks through the crowd with the confidence of a man who's going on MTV Cribs with the Ying Yang Twins. Oh, does he actually have a scar on his face? Fuck no. Why would you even ask that? That's not important. What's important is that he is not at all a problematic stereotype and that he has come for his cocaine. As he approaches the red rope of the VIP, pronounced ve a pe in Spanish,
oh my God.
He spots his dear friend who is almost certainly going to become his enemy by the end of the film, Smooth Skin. Scarface yells out his signature line.
Ciao, Bella. It's me, Scarface.
Oh, my God.
all-new Ellen.
You must find it even hard to keep up with the Kardashians now. I wake up and I need a vodka.
Kris Jenner on Kanye.
Two questions. What's going on? And is he okay?
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Then stick around for News 4 at 4 p.m. Pat Lawson Muse and Leon Harris will catch you up on everything you missed during the day. And Doug Kammerer helps you plan with our exclusive 10-day forecast.
Join us for News 4.
First at 4.
We'll be on and working for you.